Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
So you may be able to help me with this one, Amanda. How are we going to get Craftsman back to America?
Oh, man.
I cannot tell you how crushed I was my yard, turning a wrench, probably working on one of my kids' bikes or something like that, and I just happened to glance at it. I would just go grab Craftsman. I never even looked at Craftsman. I just grabbed it off the shelf and go. And I was like, made in China. And I just, my whole world ended.
I know. And that happens, unfortunately. You know, it's tough. It's tough for us.
So I go buy American or learn to live without it. That's my motto going forward. And I've got my Kimes jeans on.
They look nice.
This is Schaefer's.
Very nice.
I had to find an American shirt. This is a Schaefer's belt. I've got to find, I don't know where these boots are from. I can't find any manufacturer left on it. They're so old that any labeling's worn off. But I'm down to boots. And I brought my hat in because I've got this transition going on. That hat, it has a flag in it, American. You flip it over, it says made in Mexico. So I've got to find a hat and boots, and my transition will be complete.
I can help you with that. I have a lot of good friends that are hat manufacturers, and I have some good friends down in Texas that make us some boots. So
excellent. Well, you'll have to share those with me afterwards. But let's get back to y'all's product. The denim, where does it's all put together in L.A.?
Yes. All the blood, sweat, and tears come out of Los Angeles. And then all the components come from around the country. So we design, we cut the denim, we sew the denim, and we wash the denim all in Los Angeles. Our zippers come from downtown Los Angeles. There's only one zipper manufacturer left in this country. And if I am mistaken, somebody, I would love to be corrected on any of these details if you know of some insight that I don't. We use a manufacturer called Yukan, and he's an Asian gentleman that brought his factory over here, I believe in the 70s, and set up shop. And they do a wonderful job, great quality. They really stand by their product and correct things if we need them that way. Our denim comes from Cone Mills in North Carolina. So I can't say 100% of the cotton because unfortunately due to, you know, economical situations, sometimes it doesn't work that way. But as much cotton as they can comes from the States and then is made in North Carolina. And that goes into our denim. Our buttons come from a company called Scoville Buttons. Those are made stateside. And as often as we can, we have our labels woven in the States and our tags are printed in the States. So we do absolutely everything that we can within our power at that given situation to keep the product all here. So it's exciting.
Well, and I had asked going into the break, why can't we have a pocket on the left side? Your husband, Matt, has texted and he's got an answer for that.
He texted in. He said, you know, carrying the inventory, now you have twice as much inventory to hold to please you right-handeders versus your left-handeders. So it's a logistical issue more than anything.
So can he just make a line that has them both?
Well, we certainly request that.
What if I want to wear two knives? I have one on each side.
Well, you wouldn't be afraid of much if you did that. You would be the king of the hill
now,
that way.
Now, this is the Watson line. You'll have three different lines of men's. You've got the Watson, the Cal, and the Chuck, correct?
Watson 2, Cal, Chuck, and Dylan. And Wayne.
Oh, okay. I don't have a Dylan or a Wayne, but I've got the Cal, the Chuck, and the Watson.
Yes.
So the Cal and the Chuck, the pocket's actually the knife pocket's inside the jean. You can't tell that it's there.
It's a welted pocket. So it's more, think of men's trousers versus men's denim. So the Watson knife pocket looks like a man's jean pocket, if you will. So it's placed on the exterior of the jean. And then the Chuck and the Cal, which you're referring to, have a welted pocket. So think of a men's trouser, how it's kind of tucked in a little bit, if you will, to be a little more sleek. That jean looks higher end. It feels higher end. It's a little more dressy. So it's a little sleeker look.
So could I talk Matt into just selling me like this little cut right here? And then I can just sew it on myself.
Yes, we can do that for you.
And another thing you mentioned as well is when you're roping on your right-handed side, if you're heading, once you dally off and you go to turn, that rope can land right on top of your knife.
Oftentimes, people will say if the knife pocket were on the left side when they go to dally and he'll head their cow, it won't pop the knife out. So I just told him to become the other-sided roper.
that would you would have to then change your arena, or you're telling them to learn to be a healer.
Well, you know, logistics, whatever. Rope with the other
hand. We figured out the American-made jeans. You figure out how to rope the other side. Come on. I can't do everything for you.
Very good.
Now, the price point. That's yes. always an issue when you're bringing a product to market. It can be a great product. It still has to sell. And obviously, when somebody goes to pull out their wallet and pay for something, that's the final decision in the process.
Yes. So that's always challenging. You know, we are in a very competitive price point market, which is the Western market. Our competitors price their denim anywhere from $20 to $25 less than ours or more in some instances. And we do get heat for that. And what I tell people is our jeans are going to last 2 to 3 times longer at least than the competitors. So you're really going to get, you know, you're going to get a lot more longevity out of the product, which is cost savings. Not to mention the other fact that our customer service is outstanding. We really pride ourselves on standing behind the product. If you have any issues, you call us up and we will replace the pair. We'll replace the damage. We'll replace the flaw. We'll send you something out. So if there's a manufacturer's defect, which there happens, that happens from time to time, you know, we will replace the product. You can't call our competitors, which we all know who they are, those large brands. You can't call them up and have that heartfelt conversation with them, with someone that really cares that you've spent your hard-earned money on something that's not 100% perfect, but you can with us. So.
Well, and I will attest to the fact I expect these to last longer than normal. Yes. I could tell just picking it up and feeling there's so much more material in them than my other pairs of jeans. The stone wash, that's something that's hard to find. I like the deep blue color. Mm-hmm. My wife Amanda really likes the stone wash as well. Mm-hmm. I've had mine probably 6 months now.
They look brand new.
And my whole thought process, I never would have said I'm somebody who's going to spend $100 on a pair of jeans. When I hear that, I'm like, that's the designer style. That's, you know, that's a
mm-hmm.
so foreign to me. But those designer jeans, most of them aren't even, I don't even know if any of them are made in America either. And
no.
It, like the retro style of the, of like Wrangler and everything, they charge more and it's less material because it's all designer. I'm not going to play that game. But these are about $100. I expect about 5 years out of a pair of mm-hmm. jeans. You take that extra 30 or 40 bucks spread over a 5 year period of time, mm-hmm. you're a nickel or you're a quarter a month. I can afford a quarter a month over the lifetime of what I expect to get out of my jeans to go American.
Well, and here's my bleeding heart coming out, and I know we hear this, but it is so true. The cost of goods in this country is a lot more expensive. We have, you know, wage and labor laws that we have to abide by. However, when you buy American, here it is, you put that little boy through Little League, or you get that little girl into Girl Scouts, or you help mom and dad, you know, get their kids to summer camp, because what you're providing is not only job security for our business, Kimes Ranch, but for the zipper business that we do business with, the button business, the denim or the cotton side, the denim side, all those things go into it. So you're not only helping, you know, Kimes Ranch and the great community that we work with, but you're helping all the other elements that go into it. So, you know, we can't forget to really take care of each other here.
And you've brought in some goodies for us to give away to our listeners. You've got some great travel bags. You've got two different lines of hats. We posted the picture to our
yes.
Facebook page so you can see this, for example. Here's how we're going to do this. You text your favorite American-made product. It doesn't have to be jeans. It doesn't have to be hats. It doesn't have to be anything other than just this is American-made. Text that company name to 411-923. Everyone that enters will just pick at random. I think you've got 5 bags and 6 hats, so we'll have 11 winners today. You know what? We're going to have 10 winners because I'm going to take one of those
okay.
bags home to my girls.
Yeah,
they're going to love
one.
It.
Right here.
I'm bringing a gift bag home to Roxy and Tinley for their rodeo gear. Having a Western Ranch Kimes bag for
They'll
their
it.
Travel gear.
They will love
so
it.
So we'll have 10 winners today, and all you have to do is text your favorite American-made product to 411-923. We're going to list all those products on our website as well. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on do-it-yourself question and answer, DIY Q&A. There's a category, American-made products, and we'll have those companies listed on those resources. And we're breaking those out. Originally, when we put that together, just one long page of what we found, and I say it was long, it wasn't that long, mm-hmm. but it's been growing.
Mm-hmm.
So much, in fact, we've started breaking them out by category. So when you click on American-made products right now, we've got a jeans category, we've got a shirts category, we've got a coolers category, and look at that, six coming in. And I'm trying to find out, let's see. So someone by the name of Tammy has texted in, and this was before the contest, and said, I met Kimes at Double D's Western Wear when they were when they came to demo their product. They are salt of the earth and wonderful people. So a little testimony to you there from one of our listeners.
I am salt of the earth and wonderful people.
And so your husband, native Arizona.
Yes.
Shout him out in high school.
Yes, class of 91.
You, although not from Arizona, your grandfather was the first sheriff of Flagstaff?
My great-grandfather, my mother's grandfather, great-great, however that works, great, whatever. He was the first sheriff of Flagstaff. So my both sides of my family are natives. I just happened to be born outside of the state, but I still consider myself native. I'm pretty rooted here. My family's all from here. My husband's family's all from here. So we love Arizona very much. So
not only an American-made product, but an Arizona born and raised.
Arizona raised. Yes, very much so.
So have you ever talked, you talk about the five C's of Arizona. You've got climate. Mm-hmm. You have citrus. You have copper. You have cattle. Did I already say cattle?
Mm-mm, no, cattle.
So cotton.
Do we grow cotton here anymore?
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
We do.
Really?
We do. In fact, we even have Yuma cotton that is probably wouldn't work. I know it wouldn't work for denim. It's close to what you would consider an Egyptian cotton.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm,
so we're going to have to tie the cotton industry into all this somehow. I know y'all are looking for.
I will pull some data on where all the cotton comes from that we use. Because, well, most of ours comes from North Carolina and Georgia, to be honest, mm-hmm. because it's on the East Coast. But it would be really fascinating to work with some Arizona cotton growers for sure. So
Tie all this together somehow.
Now,
if somebody wanted to find a Kimes Ranch apparel, where do they go?
You need to go visit us at KimesRanch.com, and you can navigate our website and go look at the denim and some of the other items we have to offer. Make sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We have a very loud social media community. It's a lot of fun to follow us. We do live auctions on our Facebook page, so it's a lot of fun.
Live auctions, like excess product, or maybe you've got a new line you're trying.
Or
it's
sample items that didn't quite make the cut, or just whatever we feel like kind of giving to our community at that time. They're a lot of fun. I run it QVC style, so it's you get a sticker, and you get a koozie, and oh, wait, we have other stuff.
So. Wonderful. Well, thanks for coming down here this morning. I know you got in late last night because you were busy. You were touring the cotton.
Well, actually, that was 2 weeks ago. This week, we were in Texas scouting high school rodeo kids, trying to scout them for our endorsement team. So we were at the Texas High School Finals in Abilene.
Wonderful. So, did you make any contacts?
We did. We have a lot of really great rising stars we're excited to add to our team.
Wonderful. So you got in late last night because you were busy with mm-hmm. that. Thanks for getting up early, being down here. We didn't ask you to bring anything. You did. You brought some stuff for us to give away. Again, text your favorite American-made products to 411-923. And we will – I didn't know how many we were going to get. We've got 49 new messages. Sweet. And that comes after 10 entries already. Now, this has created a monster for myself because we're going to have to go validate a lot of these products. And
and tricky right now, I will say this, a lot of businesses, although they're not 100% stateside anymore, a lot of businesses are bringing back pieces and elements. So sometimes someone will buy socks or something from a company that's not known for American-made socks, but maybe they have one style. So mm-hmm. there's a lot going on.
Well, and we can change that.
Good.
The consumer has the mm-hmm. authority and the ability to change it just by simply sticking to the American-made and not buying it if it's not.
Yes.
You know what? You want me to buy your product? We have, I won't spill the beans and we're over time, but we've got a lot of great things in the work and it's very exciting. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And thank you for being an American-made product. And I'm finding a solution for me and having a Western cut.
And you look good.
Denim jeans.
You look great.
Y'all's jeans are wonderful. They're beautiful.